Norway's Prime Minister Jan Stoltenberg on Wednesday said that the response to the attacks that have rocked his country will be more democracy, more openness. Norwegians, he said, will defend themselves by showing they are not afraid of violence. Charlotta Smeds of Vatican Radio's Scandinavian section spoke to Helge Lores, an advisor to the Norwegian Institute of Foreign Politics. He says most of the people are not frightened in the wake of the attacks.
The world is now trying to understand what does this massacre reflect? What is the mind behind the massacre? Is he just insane?
My analysis so far, after having seen the and read the manifesto and analyzed his actions on the 22nd of July and his appearance and his what we are being left known by his lawyer and the police after he's being taken into custody, tells me that this is not an insane man as such. I mean, he has exceptional qualities. He is on the very fringe when it comes to human qualities, but he has been acting extremely rational and methodical. In addition to that, he is not a psychopath in the classical sense, that he has no empathy and doesn't have to concern himself with hurting and killing other people. He has deliberately taken steroids before he carried out the attacks in order to be able to actually kill people, which he describes himself will be a difficult process. He has been listening to music during his shooting spree at Utøya in order not to hear the suffering of the individuals that he was killing, so he would stop doing it. So this is a very determined individual, and within his he's seeing himself as a savior and as the one person, or at least among the few person, who has sort of seen the truth, and that exceptional actions are necessary in order to awaken the rest of the world to what he's seeing. So insanity, no, I think that is not a way that we will fully understand this man.
What is the atmosphere in Norway today? Has the idea of security changed, and are the people scared?
My sense isn't that people are scared, that is the most prevalent feeling they have, although, of course, a certain nervousness that something might happen is also there. But it's shock and grief, and many people can't fathom and apprehend what's happened. It's so outside their normal way of expecting the world to be, that they are struggling to cope. But that said, this we can't really generalize too much. People react differently, and different groups and strata of society react in a different manner. I also sense that a lot of people do, in a sense, understand what has happened and are looking for answers and want to have analysis rather than just sort of emotional reassurances and mere rituals during these days. And that aspect, the sort of intellectual understanding of the matter, will increase in the days ahead. But this will have huge impact in the Norwegian society and how we debate and relate to these kind of issues. In what way, it's too early to say. But it will have huge impact.
Norway is now talking in terms of genocide, which would mean a few more years in prison. Many consider the numbers of years in prison we have heard these days, 21, as very few. How is Norway's justice moving in this unusual situation?
Well, it's this is a challenge to the justice system in Norway and to the political structure that is sort of overseeing and being responsible for the justice system. I mean, I feel confident that Mr. Breivik will be treated according to the law as they existed when he carried out the attacks. That's a sort of firm principle in Norwegian law, that it's the laws applicable and the punishments applicable when the action was carried out. It can't have a retroactive measure and an impact. But there will be increased debate about whether Norwegian penalties are too lenient and that they need to be extended in a number of years, and that some other paragraphs and will be perhaps introduced, but that will be a slow process, and I think it will be selective. Whether prisoners will face a harder time and have harsher conditions, I don't think so, really. That will require so huge, deep changes to self-perception of Norwegian that I don't think this event is big enough for that. But they will use sort of the governing structure we use, every measure they have to punish Mr. Breivik as much as possible in order to sort of create a sense of justice in the people, although there is really nothing within the Norwegian sort of penalty system that is severe enough for most Norwegian to feel that he has sort of paid his price for these crimes. They are of a nature and magnitude that we have never been close to seeing in Norway and hardly in Europe either. The way he massacred the individuals on this island is of a kind that astonishes most people.
In his manifest, he describes a very strong hate towards immigration from Muslim countries. And is this something that exists in the Norwegian population?
Yes, it is a significant resistance towards immigration from especially Muslim countries in Norway, as it is in most European countries. Recent poll said that around 49% thought that immigration had been too high and that it needed to be restricted more in the future than it has been up until now. And there has been policy changes in Norway as well, reflecting that. I mean, there has been more debate of the costs or disadvantages of immigration and quite harsh measures from the authorities to try to stop it. In this manner, Norway has followed the lead of other countries like Denmark, where opposition to immigration has been even stronger. And there have been riots, really, in Sweden and France and the UK and other places. And we haven't seen that, really, in Norway. But the general unease about immigration, especially from Islamic part of the world, is definitely a feature of the whole of Europe, as far as I can make sense of the situation.